The Chinese Communist Party Congress. It happens once every 5 years, and we know what to expect. Obedience, loyalty, the party line, and occasionally some news is made, like today, when Chinese President Xi Jinping became more than he already is.
President of China, General Secretary of the Communist Party, Chairman of the Central Military Commission, and he is also designated as core leader of the Chinese Communist Party, which is a vague title, but it suggests considerable authority.
That's Chris Buckley, the New York Times China correspondent. He's been covering the Party Congress and spoke with us from Beijing about Xi Jinping's big political moment.
I think above all else, this Party Congress is going to be remembered for elevating Xi Jinping very much to the center of Chinese politics and suggesting that he's going to be a powerful presence in Chinese politics, certainly for the next 5 years and possibly beyond that.
Wow, some major confidence about the future. It's also interesting that Xi's name has now been enshrined in the Constitution. That would be the third leader in modern Chinese history, along with Mao and Deng, and now Xi. What is the significance of that?
Just to explain, this is the party constitution. So these are the rules for the Communist Party itself, and this is different from the state constitution. But this certainly has implications for the entire country. It doesn't have any direct political implications, but it adds to the halo of power and authority that Xi Jinping possesses. And as you were saying, it now puts him on a kind of the political pantheon there with Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping as well. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's as powerful as Mao, but it does suggest that he is seen as a transformative leader who, like Mao, led the revolution and Deng Xiaoping led China through reform and opening up. Party documents are now saying that Xi Jinping is now preparing to lead China into a new era, one which he dominates.
So will the public go along with that narrative that Xi is as great as Mao?
Public attitudes towards Xi Jinping and to Mao are quite complicated in China. I think what you find, especially outside of the big cities, is that many ordinary people, working people, welcome quite a few of Xi Jinping's policies over the past 5 years, especially the crackdown on corruption. That has been popular with many people here. That doesn't necessarily mean that people like all of Xi Jinping's policies, and it doesn't mean that they accept or like the idea of his being as strong as Mao. But he does have a strong basis of support in the country at large, and that's probably going to continue being so long as Xi Jinping can address the economic problems building up in China and ensure the economy keeps growing and the people's incomes keep growing.
I guess I should really ask you to look inside the party at its rank and file and what this means for them. I mean, during the party Congress, Xi was called absolute leader. And when asked for a show of hands by those not in favor of Xi, party members shouted none. So is that genuine? What kind of support does he have inside the party?
Over the past few years, there have been a number of policies introduced by Xi Jinping that you would think would be quite unpopular with many party members and officials. In particular, the crackdown on corruption has removed a lot of grey income, you call it. Not necessarily kickbacks and outright bribes, but money that officials had access to before has certainly shrunk. And you can imagine that some of them would probably be grumbling about some of those policies. But in the current political environment in China, it's very difficult for that kind of grumbling to, first of all, to surface in the public, but also it's even more difficult for it to coalesce in some sort of organized or coherent opposition to Xi Jinping.
I'm curious, too, how much of the news from this party Congress is targeted kind of externally? Because one thing President Xi has done and continues to do is really portray himself as a responsible global leader. Do you see a connection?
I think so. This is primarily a domestic political show. There's no doubt about that. But certainly China is very much aware of its rising prominence in the world. And you could see that even in Xi Jinping's work report, which he gave to the Congress last week. There was a lot of emphasis in that report about China becoming a strong power or a great power. There is that awareness there, and I think it's going to become clearer after the Congress as well when the big propaganda push really takes off.
And from there in Beijing, Chris, does it feel like things in the U.S.-China relationship since Donald Trump moved into the White House in January, that things have changed in any really significant way?
We're going to find out about that in a couple of weeks when President Trump visits Beijing for the first time, at least for the first time as president. I think what you found with China's behavior towards Donald Trump is that they have learned to ignore the tweets. They just let these things ride out, and they focus very much on their interests, and they focus very much on trying to win over Donald Trump to their view of the world as well.
Chris Buckley of the New York Times speaking with us from Beijing.